Hi and welcome to our Christmas podcast. As you can hear, we're getting into the Christmas spirit and I'm here today with Farida, an advisor for the Stop Smoking Service, to discuss quitting smoking over the festive period. Hi Farida.
Hi Ange.
So, Christmas is generally a happy time with lots of celebrating going on. Why are we discussing quitting over Christmas? Surely it's such a happy time, it's going to be easy, isn't it?
Well, it may be for some people, but what you need to think about are people's individual smoking triggers. Yes, for some people stress is the biggest trigger, but for others it may be drinking with friends or even going to parties. Everyone has events and situations which make them feel tempted to smoke, and Christmas can be quite a stressful time too, so the stress factor can definitely still be there.
That's very true. So with that in mind, what advice do you have for people who are thinking of quitting over Christmas, or who perhaps have already started their quit attempt?
I would say absolutely the best advice is to be prepared. Make a list or keep a diary of situations which makes you feel the need to smoke. The most common ones we hear are stressful events, arguments, drinking, parties or celebrations with friends and family, and of course boredom. When you've got your list, make sure you have a plan in place of what you'll do in those situations to stop you smoking.
Okay, so what kind of things would you suggest people do to take their minds off smoking or to at least deal with the cravings?
Well, using nicotine replacement products like patches or gum can help with physical cravings, and then you need to change your normal behaviour to stop yourself being tempted to smoke. For example, if you smoke through boredom, try some puzzles or going for a walk. Or if you smoke when you're having a drink with friends, stay in the warm when they go out for a ciggy and perhaps try a different drink.
Okay, thanks Farida. So there you go, Christmas can be a tricky time for quitters as there's lots of tempting smoking situations to deal with, but the best advice is to be prepared and know exactly what might happen and what might tempt you to smoke and how you will deal with that before it happens. If you'd like more information about the best ways to quit smoking or you'd like to know what help is available in Medway, log on to our website at www.smokefreemedway.co.uk. Join us next time when we'll be talking about New Year's resolutions. But for now, have a very Merry Christmas from everyone here at Medway Stop Smoking Service.